Hey friends, it's Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I'm that kind of person that cannot stand to have the wool pulled over my eyes. And I have a feeling that you are the same. You know, I can't say exactly why some people just fall for things. I don't know if it's laziness. I don't know if it is a lack of intellect, if they literally do not have the capacity to see. I made a couple of notes here to make sure I could share this with you completely. You know, there are some people that are simply, I think, suffering from apathy, ignorance, indifference. Maybe they don't have the ability or the desire to learn, to discern, to see, to grow. And for those of us that care about facts and truth and reality, about logic, we often and strangely can find ourselves in the minority of popular opinion. And I know that's exactly what happened to me. Well, for many years, but really it came to the forefront back in 2020 when the hogwash about cooties was sloshed all over us. And whatever the case may be, I find that I'm drawn to people like you that have a curious mind, that want to dig deeper, that want to question, that want to learn, that want to grow. And you have an eye for detail. You want to uncover the truth, whatever the cost. And there is a cost. I want to talk about how I found myself falling into the spin cycle in early 2020 and over the preceding years or the following years, and then how I got myself out of the spin cycle and how you can too. Let me know in a comment if you have been in that spin cycle, if you know what I'm talking about, and if you have some experience or ideas or strategies for getting out of that spin cycle. And I'm going to share with you about five ways that I found have been very helpful for me to reclaim my sanity, although there will be some that will still question that, and sort of pull back from the brink of always being on the edge of doom and gloom and, you know, anxiety and despair, because that's exactly where the bad guys want us to be. Before I go any further, I do want to bring you a message from the sponsor of the video. So let's hop on over. You've been telling me that you're enjoying this product, and this is trimwithpeggy.com. You know, I have dealt with the stubborn belly fat, so I know all about the weight going up and down. And I put myself in that category of trying to find that miracle pill, which probably doesn't exist. But believe it or not, there is something that I would like you to try that people are finding great results with. It's an exceptional alternative, and it uses naturally sourced and science-backed ingredients from nature, and it's more effective at targeting belly fat, enhancing metabolism, and promoting a toned midsection more than anything that I've tried on the market. So there are a lot of weight management products out there that you'll find on the store shelves, but this one gets tens of thousands of five-star reviews, so they can't be wrong. You can try it now for up to 51% off. Simply go to trimwithpeggy.com. I would love for you to try that and get all of your other free bonuses. So again, that is trimwithpeggy.com. All right, friends, let's talk about this being in the spin cycle. I do have a couple of notes here because I want to make sure that I can keep my thoughts together. And many of you have told me that you have paid the cost also for standing up for truth, for standing up for yourself. There have been broken relationships. There have been jobs that are lost. There has been division and enmity between loved ones. And I understand that because I've had broken relationships as well. However, there has been redemption. And I've got a video, if you haven't seen it yet, called Redemption. And it was eye-opening for me. I was focusing on love and forgiveness, and God made a way. So I hope that that will be the same for you. But there is a heavy price to pay for truth. I remember years ago coming across a saying that really resonated with me, and it was along the lines of, I would rather be hated for who I am than loved for who I am not. And I remember thinking, wow, I really believe that. But luckily, I'm not in that position because I don't feel like anybody hates me. Well, I'm sure that there are many people that differ greatly from my perspective and my ideas. And I know that because back in 2020, I was excoriated when I was trying to help people wake up to the truth of what we were going through. And this ties into my story of falling into the spin cycle. Now, I would never trade my own beliefs, principles, values, and vision for popularity or for approval. That's not something that I am actually, that's not something that I value highly, as being accepted by others. I actually don't care what other people think. I only care what God thinks about me. And I only care about what I think about myself. I want to live with integrity and dignity and self-respect. And we cannot control what other people think about us. Trust me, there are plenty of people that have wrong ideas about me on these platforms because they are operating in fear and emotion. They don't take the time to have a conversation. Even when I've said, hey, let's talk about this. You've got one perspective, I've got another. Let's share our ideas, because that's how we learn and grow. And you know that you've been shut down, and I certainly have as well. And we cannot control what other people think about us. It's impossible. Even if they tell us what they think about us, we don't even know if that's actually true, because we can't see into their minds. I guess only AI can see into our minds. But it's a fool's errand, really, to try and change someone else's mind. So I want to tell you that that is one way that you can fall into that spin cycle, by being overly concerned about what other people are thinking. And as I say, it's a very, very difficult, if not impossible, task to try to change someone's opinion of you. And this is kind of what brings me back full circle to the spin cycle, and how I found myself falling into the spin cycle of dread and despair, and how I pulled myself out of it, and how you can too. So when this cooties hogwash was sloshed all over us back in 2020. And of course, there were other incidents previous of a lot of hogwash that was sloshed over us for decades, for centuries, of course. But I rolled my eyes. I'm like, here we go again, because I knew they tried to do this with the swine flu, with Ebola, with Zika, measles. And I thought, oh, this is going to blow over again. Nothing's going to come of it. They tried this once before. Surely everybody could read between the lies, right? Well, wrong, because people were falling for it hook, line, and sinker, as we saw. So I did what I normally would do when I would have my interest be riveted by the headlines, and I would go to YouTube, and I would look for YouTubers, for truthers, as they are called, to shed some light, to find that there were other people that, you know, were like-minded, and that I wasn't going crazy. So I did find these YouTubers who were talking about what was going on and how it was outrageous and overboard, and the response was far more exaggerated than necessary. But, you know, what was strange is some of these truthers were also falling for it hook, line, and sinker. Now, let me backtrack just a little bit by saying that I have been, I guess you would say, a part of the truther movement for many years. I don't even like these labels, but just to help you understand that I've been on to so much of this for years and years and years. I've driven my family crazy by trying to tell them and point things out about global swarming, although they're on board with me on that, about the spraying in the skies. It took them many years for them to understand that, about the, you know, there are so many topics that we could talk about that I've really been skeptical about, like the electric vehicles, and of course, the man-made weather, and so many things. And it's almost like my family would roll their eyes at me, like, oh, there she goes again. But now they're much more on board. So in order to get surrounded by like-minded people, I would go on YouTube and I would listen to videos where I would be reassured that my views were not outrageous, and that there were other people that thought like me. But when it came to all of the cooties stuff, what happened is that I found that I was watching these videos, and I wasn't, even though people were kind of agreeing with what I was seeing, I was still left feeling like I was in the spin cycle and put out to dry. There were no solutions, no strategies. Like, well, where do we go from here? It was just basically a bunch of complaining about how bad the government was, how corrupt it was, and how the new world disorder was being ushered in. And so we better just buckle up and wait for it. It's like, I didn't like that very much either. So that was kind of weird to me. And some of them were even like almost going along with the narrative. Like, they believed that there was this invisible, deadly particle that was going to strike everybody dead. And that it's like, wait a minute, let's bring ourselves back to reality here, because the Bible even says there's nothing new under the sun. So for science to say that there's a brand new disease that the body doesn't know how to fight, like, I'm not going to buy into that. That's more of that fear and dread and spin. Now, later, I hope I summarized that for you well enough. It might've been a little awkward, but I think you know where I'm coming from. And the bottom line is that instead of feeling empowered and encouraged after watching these videos, I felt worst. Worst is worse than worse. And I couldn't sleep at night. I felt anxious. I thought, what am I going to do? How are we going to get through this? Because if the truthers didn't know, well, what could we do then? So that's what I mean about being in the spin cycle. Now, I will say, as the months wore on, I was exposed to others that I felt were much more, how do I put it, grounded, down to earth, sober-minded and rational, like Dr. Sam Bailey, Dr. Tom Cowan, Amanda Vollmer. I've been on interviews with all of them. I've been engaged in different projects with them over the years. And so that really did bring me a better sense of equanimity. And if you have not listened to any of those individuals, I recommend that you do, because they are can-do individuals and they can see right through the lies. So it was around this time that my husband said, sweetheart, you have got to stop arguing with people on Facebook. It's like a dive bar in there. It's like a bar brawl. People don't want to listen to what you have to say. They just want to show their pictures and argue with you. Why don't you make a video and put it on YouTube? Because YouTube is where people go when they want to learn something. And you're a teacher, so why don't you teach them about their rights and the laws that are being violated, and how no governor can make a law, and how all of these calls to shut down your business and close yourself at home, like, none of that is legal. There's no authority for it. So that's exactly what I did. And I started the Healthy American channel back in 2020. And I actually called it the Healthy American, because we were being told that we were riddled with disease and we didn't even know it. We were like the silent assassins going through life, breathing on people and killing them. And it's like, this is ridiculous. So I wanted to demonstrate that I was healthy in mind, body, and spirit. And I wanted to empower and educate and encourage you to learn about your rights, to stand up for your rights, to not be bamboozled and hoodwinked into thinking that these public serpents could tell you what to do. So that's exactly what I did. I focused on creating solutions instead of complaining about what was going on. And watching some of the YouTubers, they were complaining and they were augmenting and magnifying all of that until, as I say, I felt filled with despair. And there was no way out. And I realized I didn't want to expose myself to that kind of emotional manipulation. Even though I thought that it would help me, it was more manipulation. And I didn't want any part of that. So, you know, we have been experiencing gaslighting from all angles. And I decided that I wanted to demonstrate with my videos that we could read between the lies, we could develop our skills of critical thinking, and in that way, be more resistant to being bamboozled and hoodwinked and snookered into giving in, giving up, and giving over our freedom in the face of all of this oppression. And by the way, going back to the Healthy American, there is no law against being sick. So this whole concept that somehow you were breaking the law because you were coughing or sneezing, or even if you did have some disease, you have a right to have a disease if you want to. This fear of illness, I think, is also just magnified. And we are preyed upon with that. So when I get to the end of my presentation here, I'll just give you a little sneak peek. Living each day fully is one way of I call it outwitting the nitwits, because they're the ones that want to steal our joy. But basically, I want nothing more than to help you and me develop and discover solutions, strategies, tips, techniques, resources, and remedies for this oppression that the evildoers and the New World Disorder, I just kind of lump them all together, are trying to slosh all over us. So along the way, I realized that I personally had to get out of the spin cycle in order to be more effective to bring these messages to you. So again, my goal has always been and always will be to help you develop the critical thinking skills and read between the lines so you don't get bamboozled and duped and hoodwinked. And when you find yourself spinning and spinning in the fear and the dread and the doom and the gloom that is peddled even by those in the truth or movement, you've got to step back and say, wait a minute, I don't feel good about this. And how do you know? Well, if you're losing sleep, if you're neglecting all of your household duties, if you are not spending time with your loved ones or your animals, if you're neglecting some of your daily responsibilities, like doing the laundry, going grocery shopping, taking care of yourself with healthy, nourishing food and inputs and activities that actually bring you joy, I would say you're in the spin cycle. And remember, it's usually because you are oversaturated, you are overexposed to the videos, the articles, and the social media that is using the same exact tactics of the bad guys to keep you manipulated. Maybe they're not even doing it intentionally, but it does have that result. And you're smart enough to realize that. You know, there's a hit of adrenaline and cortisol that comes when your heart is pounding and you're kind of addicted to the next headline. I totally get it. And that's why some people love scary movies and roller coasters. I personally don't. I don't even like to surf the big waves. I like the, you know, kind of the easy, fun surf for me. But some people are addicted to those literally kind of the life, what's the word for it? You know, they're defying death activities in sports. And that's not for me, but that is that adrenaline and that jolt of fear that can masquerade as energy and excitement. And for some people, that buzz is a distraction and an escape from their own problems and challenges in life. I mean, you have to admit that. I think you know what I'm talking about. If you're starting to realize that you might be in that spin cycle or fall into it from time to time, and you want to get out as I have, let me give you now a few ways that have worked for me, and I hope that they will work for you, because I want to release the burden of dread and I want to feel lighter and more clear-minded. So here we go. Number one, I would say limit your exposure to those anxiety-producing videos, articles, and social media. There is a line between being informed and being obsessed. I actually have a video for you. So there's one that you can watch that is not anxiety-producing. It's actually calming and empowering. That's my goal. So that one's called Informed or Obsessed. I'll have a link for you. And then consider, this one is huge for me personally, consider which topics truly interest you and let go of the rest. So on my channel and in my newsletters and Substack, I don't talk about Ukraine. I don't talk about January 6th. I don't talk about Trump. I don't talk about the elections. I don't really talk about Biden. I don't talk about that stuff. Number one, there are plenty of other people talking about it. Number two, that's not the highest level of interest for me. And number three, that is kind of anxiety producing and blah, blah, blah. I don't actually want to swim in that sea. So I know that when videos come across my email or people are sending me links, if it's in that category, I just delete. It's not something that I have the time, energy, or resources or interest to pursue. It's simply not reasonable. We all have limits on our time, our energy, and our interests. So figure out what that is for you. I encourage you to let go of that feeling of, I'm going to fall behind. I have to know everything. I have to go down every rabbit hole. You don't. I mean, think about before you were awake. Life was going on for centuries. And there are certain things that you actually, well, that's another topic I'm going to give you in just a moment. But going down every, or another tip I'm going to give you, going down every single rabbit hole can lead you to feeling that you're in that spin cycle. So pull back, that otherwise you're going to experience burnout, anxiety, and overwhelm, dread, and doom. And that's exactly what the bad guys want. You're playing right into their hands of feeling psychologically burdened. Limit, limit, limit. You already are ahead of the game because you can read between the lies. So you probably can discern things. You can probably see a headline and move on. I'll give you an example of Acapulco. I did not do a video and I'm not going to do a video. There are plenty of other people that have done it. I have limited time, energy, and resources, and I'm covering certain topics that are of interest to me. And I don't feel that there's anything I can add to that conversation. It happened. It's happening. It's going to happen again. I have talked about weather manipulation and so forth. So I have covered those topics in some way, but it's not possible for me to drop everything and run over to that emergency and then drop everything and run over to the other. I do bring you certain headlines so that together we can develop our powers of critical thinking, but it simply is not possible for me or you to give our life over to these headlines. And many of them are there designed exactly to drain the life energy from us by distracting and duping us into even that. We're getting mesmerized into that. So please guard your heart, guard your emotions. So that was number two, limiting the topics. Number limiting the exposure, number one. And then even within that, just like, are these the topics I'm interested in? If not, pass. Number three, if you find yourself experiencing this dread and anxiety and doom and gloom with certain presenters, you know, on social media videos or writers of articles, if you feel that you're agitated instead of educated, or you're feeling powerless instead of empowered, then think about how you could get your information in a different format or from different sources in order to guard your emotions. So sometimes reading something will be, you can receive it without all of the scary music and the, you know, there are certain videos I'm just not going to watch if in the first few seconds I can see there's exploding sounds and, you know, mesmerizing, spinning things in order to put you in a trance and the flash is like, I'm not going to do that. The music that's intended to, I do not do that. So I'm going to get my information elsewhere. Generally speaking, at the original source. Now, I do present from time to time clips from ABC News and others to expose the hypocrisy and the hogwash that they're peddling. But when I'm talking, for example, about Supreme Court opinions, I go to the Supreme Court website. I read you the actual opinion of the court rather than a second or third hand account. So think about where you could get your information from another source if you are feeling agitated or overwhelmed or powerless after receiving this from certain people or sources. Number four, instead of complaining, which is a very heavy, down, negative energy, feeling stuck and powerless, think about taking action. If there are circumstances where realistically you have no power, like I personally cannot do anything about Hunter Biden, all right? Therefore, not interested. You've never heard me talk about him, never going to talk about him. It's not, number one, an area that I'm interested in. And I don't think that I can change those circumstances. So I'm going to take a pass on that. Now, I have taken action in suing the county because they are trampling on my rights. And I've brought to you on this channel many, many videos and updates about the law, about why it's important to take action, why I did it, what I've learned, how I was treated. And so that became something, and it is something that's a very important part of my life. So therefore, I'm going to spend time, energy, effort, and resources in that arena. It may be different for you. Consider changing your focus to an area where your actions can make a difference. And that way you won't feel so frustrated, agitated, and irritated if you're just in the spin cycle. And then number five, I think this is the most powerful of all. And this is what the bad guys want to take away. And that's why it's so important to stand up and make this a part of your focus. And that is to live in liberty. You yourself, each choice you make. And I've had plenty of people say, Peggy, we need to all come together with one national centralized organization. Nationalized centralized organizations don't work. The smallest, most intimate unit is the best. And the smallest is you, the individual liberty, the individual choices, you standing up for your rights, you refusing to comply. That's where the power is. Yes, you can do all the protests. And I had plenty of people that came to see me speak, you know, hundreds of people, thousands, and then they would take the suffocation device out of their pocket to put it back on, you know, to take the public transport. It's like, you coming to the rally didn't do anything. Your actions are what make a difference. So live in dignity, live with your own self-respect and integrity. Think about your choices and what you are going to do and what is going to provide those results. Maybe not just immediately, but down the line. You know that the bad guys want to rob you of your joy of living, of your dreams for your future. So living each day with purpose, with participation, looking for beauty and joy and love, that is the best for me, the best solution of all, to render these public serpents, the bad guys, the New World Disorder, insignificant. Someone said to me, Peggy, how do we stop the UN from taking over the United States? Okay, that falls into the category of the circumstances where I realistically have no power other than educating. But the real question is, how can I live in liberty? How can I not comply? How can I live with my dignity and integrity and still have joy of life, even if the UN takes over the United States? So that's where I flip the script, as the saying goes, and I look for different ways, different resources, remedies, strategies, and solutions for living in freedom. Let me know if you have other ideas and examples for getting out of the spin cycle. It is possible to be informed without being obsessed and to speak your mind without losing your mind. I'm still working on that one, as you know, and I do appreciate all of you for being on board. My hope and prayer is that we all will keep moving in the right direction, in a positive direction. Let's focus on that, shall we? Thank you, everybody. You can always find me, peggyhall.substack.com. That is where I do a written form of many of these videos, and I will have a Substack for you on this topic coming up. And I'm also over at thehealthyamerican.org. I am on all the backup channels. I do love broadcasting on YouTube because that's the largest audience, and I want to shine the light of truth in that sea of darkness. Thank you so much for being on board, and I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming broadcast.